Hey guys, good morning. I wanted to just share some thoughts this morning. I just woke up, it's about 4:36 a.m. Sunday night. We have a thing that we need to go to around 9 o'clock, and I just want to be able to make some coffee. I want to make sure that I get some in and then get some work done before we need to leave around 9-ish, I guess, 9:30-ish. You know, on this journey of entrepreneurship, it's a really hard journey. Right? It's a really hard journey. Those of us who's on this journey knows. It's like you're standing on the side of the beach and the waves just keep pounding us and pounding us and pounding us. The wave never stops. It just keep pounding, man. It just keep pounding. And sometimes you're like, yeah, I conquered that wave. That's awesome. And then the next thing is the next wave comes. And then never end. The waves never end. And at some point you would be like, holy crap, like how can I continue doing this? Like, I don't know if I continue doing this. And a lot of people, I think that's when they quit. They're just like, oh, this is way too hard, man. It's much harder than I expected. I'd rather not do this anymore. This is too hard. I can't take it anymore. And then they go. Steve Harvey calls it a turn back moment, that's where people turn back and say, that's it. You know, I'm done. So yesterday, I think I had one of those moments, like a turn back moment. I had a quick discussion with Mia, my partner in life, and also in work. And she was just going over some frustrations she had regarding systemizing, that she finds it like really hard to do that all the time. Because we basically are just systemizing our process business all the time, right? She just want to get it done, like some quick and dirty. I just get it done. Doesn't matter. Assign it to our team, but assign it just like ad hoc, just direct assign and then just get it done, which is fine. You know, a lot of times we do that just to get stuff done, right? It's a one-time thing. But this thing that she was talking about, it's about getting some of our team members who have not done those type of tasks to start doing those tasks for us on a regular basis. Different departments, when they're not busy, we're going to try to start teaching them multi-roles where they can help out other departments who are busy from time to time, so that the whole team is more flexible. So that's what we try to do with our team. She has to come up with the process of teaching the sales department, admin department, how to help our map design department. And there's some training involved and some videos that has to be recorded, right? And when she looks at it, she thinks about that. She's dreading it. And then she just feels like, oh man, like so hard. So when I was talking to her, you know, I mentioned we got to make it easier for our team to do this so that we can set them up for success. And then she gets triggered because she said, well, you just talk about the team. What about me? Makes me feel like you just care about the team. You don't care about what I have to go through. And it's true. Like she's going through it hard, really hard day to day. And it's really hard. And rightfully, she gets triggered by that. So I kind of explained, no, like, making it easier for the team is to make it easier for her, because if it's not easy for the team, it's not going to get easy for her either. I think explain that mindset block, that mindset piece that needs to be there. We as entrepreneurs, as leaders, we must understand sometimes it's so easy to just make it like confrontational, like it's either us or them. No, it's not us or them. It's all us. And we just got to make sure, how can we make it easy for all of us, not just me. Not just like us, like we have to make it for all of us. That's the goal. And that's hard. Because then we have to really think about not just doing the task, right? But you have to think about how to delegate, right? How to systemize, right? How to take care of other people, right? And it's much more work than just getting the work done ourselves. I get it. If you keep doing this for a while, you get tired, you can get burnout. You're just like, man, I don't know if I'm cut out for this anymore. So after that chat, man, I had this moment where I'm just like, holy crap, like even this is a fight. If I somehow triggered Mia, and then I had to, you know, get her back down to a better emotional state so that she feels more supported, and that takes a lot of energy out of me. And it also takes time away from what the stuff I need to get done, because I have a schedule that I need to keep and I'm behind. You know, it puts a lot of toll, right? So I'm like, holy crap, like this is so hard. Like, yeah, I'm even cut off for this. This is the right direction. Even, is this the right decision I made years ago to just go on this hard path, right? Because everyone around us is just like, dude, why are you working so hard? Why don't you take it easy? So it's fine. Why are you making us look bad? That's what everyone around us, a lot of them is just telling us that, right? They don't get it. They don't get why we're working so hard. It's like, don't take it easy, dude. I curl up like a ball. I don't want to think. And I just like, man, I'm done. Like I had that I'm done moment, right? Watching some YouTube, and then I kind of fell asleep for about 30 minutes, and I woke up by the ad in the YouTube while I was sleeping. And I'm just like, some thoughts is like, you know what, if we quit right now, yeah, we can quit, we don't have to work so hard anymore, but what else do we have to deal with? Well, we have to deal with all the aftermath of quitting, And that's not easy either. That's actually going to be harder. And then I realized that I think one of the main reasons that I chose on this path is because I want to have more options in my life. I want to have the ability to help other people. I want to have the chance. It's not guaranteed, but at least there's a chance of gaining much, much more resources, abundance and prosperity, money, capabilities that is impossible if I have just a job. If I just work a 9-to-5, and I get a salary, I will never be able to accumulate that. Never be able to get that. Like, never. And I know that if I have to go to that, I know I will regret it. I know I will regret it. Now, the alternative is do this. But doing this is so damn hard that every day I'm just killing myself trying to get it through. And these waves just keep coming. Okay, I don't know if it's going to work. And a lot of times I'm just like hanging on by the seat of my pants. But at the end of the day, life is hard no matter what. You know, even if I get a job, and great, now I just put my faith, all my faith into someone else, right? My boss, whatever, the company. But with AI, all the jobs eventually gonna get replaced anyway by AI, right? I think eventually everybody who's working are entrepreneurs anyway. If I know I can take it easy for, I don't know, 3-5 years, but in about 3 or 5 years, but AI got good enough and it replaced all the jobs, all the people who's left working are just entrepreneurs, would I rather start again at Red Entrepreneur at that point? After I get laid off and couldn't find a job again, I just kinda have to work for myself again. Would I rather do that and just delay that pain? Should I just like do what I do now and just keep pushing forward? At least I get 5 years ahead of AI, right? Also, another thought I have is like, I look at some people that I have met around me. A lot of them are like, they have had taken easy all their life. YOLO, they just, you know, you only live once, so work Monday to Friday and enjoy the weekends throughout their life when they're younger. And then when they get old is when, holy crap, their life gets really hard because they don't have any resources accumulated. And then their body breaks down and then they need all these new medications and procedures. And now all of them is covered and they have all these pills to pay, all these new problems to have. And they don't have a job or have, they can't make that much more money to cover it. And they're living by like minimal means and standards and life sucks. Really, really hard, really sucks for them. But they're getting old to the point where they don't have the energy or the health to hustle and then to work hard to accumulate those again. And they have no choice. At that point, they literally is at the mercy of life where they have no choice because they can't keep up with the changes in the world to learn fast enough to get the high paying jobs and do the low paying jobs. And those are physical labor and they're physically just not, they're not young anymore to do that stuff. They just hang on. So every day, every month is just to getting by. And nowadays, we live much longer than we used to, right? As human beings, because of all the advancements. So a retirement, maybe in the past, maybe if people just, you know, lifespan 50-year-old and then, I don't know, 60-year-old, they retire 45, 50, then retire for 5 years and then they're done, right? They don't have to prepare for that long for retirement. But now people can live to 80 or 90-year-old, retire. It's like, man, you still have to live for 20 years. And what do you have to put away for 20 years? When you're old, you need like a good cushion, right? To be able to make sure you're taken care of. When am I going to accumulate that? To build that cushion, to build that safety net big enough so it can weather any storm. And also for my families, right? Also for people I care for, I can still help out. So that I don't have any regret that, man, I wish I worked harder when I was younger. When I was worked harder when I could have, should have. Well, that time is now. Basically. So I either choose to stand getting hit by the waves in the ocean on the beach when I'm 80 or 60, 70 or super old and I'm not able to handle that anymore. And I'm just going to have to like deal with it in a much worse set of conditions and capabilities. Or I can deal with it now, which is going to be super accelerated. I'm basically compressing time and deal with my problems that I would have faced if I took it easy now until I'm older, at least 20, 30 years faster. But guess what? I'm also 20 or 30 years younger and I am much capable at handling it rather than the 20 or 30 year old future self, which is a lot less capable physically, mentally, maybe even emotionally, and wish the younger me have done it because that time I maybe at least have a chance to get to the point of that good life and a really good, solid safety net, solid resource base that I can weather any storm. And be able to do some great things in the world and be able to leave a great set of imprints on this world that I help people, that I have made a difference, that I made other people's life better. that I felt proud of the life I've lived here. At least I have a shot at it if I don't give up now. You see, our lives at this moment really sucks, but it doesn't suck so much if we compare it to the consequences, if that's worse, which is, okay, I take it easy now, and life just might possibly go suck much, much more 10, 15, 20, 30 years later. And at that point, I'm just delaying the inevitable of facing the hardship. Do I choose to face a hardship at a time and a place of my choosing, which is now? Or do I choose to face it when I don't have a choice, when life brings it to my door, and I have to face it in a way that I can't handle it as well as now? The answer is a very clear no. I wanted to handle it now. I wanted to make sure I make my stand at the time and the place of my choosing, at the age of my choosing, not be forced to do that when I have to. No, I choose to right now. I'm choosing to. When I think about that, that definitely makes this difficulty seems much less difficult. I don't feel like this is a turn back moment for me anymore. I don't feel like this is so hard that I can't take it anymore. I don't focus on the fact about I'm getting hit by the waves every single minute and they never stop. It's always hard and I can't take it anymore. I don't focus on the pain anymore. I don't focus on the pain of this instant anymore because I am reminded by the same pain I am going to face, or even harder pain I'm going to face if I don't deal with it now. I'm going to be back on the beach again, hitting the waves when I am much older and much frailer. And I do not want to do that at that age. I want to do it now. Even if it kills me, hey, at least I have the courage to do it. At least I didn't wait until life brings it to me. I am bringing it to life. At least I have the courage. Whether I succeed or not, at least I have the courage to do it. And you know what? If I don't go for it, it definitely will not happen. I'm definitely going to fail if I don't go for it. At least if I go for it and I don't stop, at least I have a shot at it to make it happen, to really achieve that amazing dream life that everybody just dream about and very few people living it. And maybe I can be that person, be part of that group. So I'm just going to keep hitting it no matter what. If I burn out, so be it. I'll curl up like a ball, watch video, YouTube video, and just fall asleep. And then maybe I'll come back and watch this video and just watch myself remind myself. Dude, this is hard. I get it. But you're doing great. Okay, at least you have the courage to keep doing this. At least you are moving forward in ways that many other people wants to, but don't have the courage to do it yet. At least you're doing it. At least you're living your life in a way that is with a lot of courage. At least you're mustering all the courage you have to keep moving forward. Even though you don't know if it's going to work, you do it anyway. And with that, I am grateful. I'm grateful for your courage and your dedication and your stubbornness of keep fighting for and keep doing it, because this is the only way to attain what you have always dreamed to do. One day you're going to look back and you're going to be so proud the fact that you did turn back today. Thanks for watching, guys. This is truly a moment in my life at this point where I had a turn back moment. Do you have a turn back moment, and how do you handle that for you? Yeah, let me know. Leave a message. Take care, guys.